You guys hear everything okay?
Yep. Yeah.
Cool. There's a song called Snake Stuff. This one's called 50 Shades of Shitbags. Every record, we keep having to like hide a different part of it from my grandma. The first one had cuss words inside, so my mom just, it was like a two-page booklet, she just glued it shut. And she's like, she won't notice. And then the second one was, had fucker in the title, and she was like, oh, May, how am I gonna? So we sent her, she blacked out the side of the CD. But this, he's on it. We have a new record coming out like at the beginning of next year. And two of the songs have motherfucker in the title, and she's like, my mom is just, I've got nothing to work with. Like, what are you, I can't do this. So, yeah, that song will be on it. Anyway. This one won't. Just, this was a one for my mom, just for her. Called 50 Shades of Shitbags.
Thank you.
I talked about my grandma, so now I have nothing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about.
This trip's getting real boring.
Yep. I should call my grandma so she can talk to me about some fucked up shit, and then I'll be like, oh, cool, now I have something to talk about tonight. Thanks. Anyway. This next song is called French Fries Are Magical, and last night I dedicated to the waitress we had, who fed me two of the three food groups that I'm allergic to. It was cool. It was not cool. It was actually not cool. They're like, that's no problem, and then like, you know, bite by bite, you're like, I'm dying. You're killing me. You're gonna kill me. I'm gonna die. At this weird restaurant on the side of the highway. I'm so sad about that. If I die, I don't want it to be from eating boiled brown rice with corn in it. I want it to be good. I want to get like eaten by a tiger. Or at least like I want to die eating tater tots.
Yeah.
Or like
some crazy shit.
They have this tater tot pizza in my town. By the way, I am tuning like to a totally different thing. That's why I'm talking so much. They have this tater tot pizza in my town now, and it's surely gonna kill all of my punk friends who are over 35. Yeah, I don't think their bodies can do that anymore. But it's pizza, tater tots. There's like nacho cheese on it and ranch dressing. It doesn't actually sound good to me because I'm like, you gotta go with the ranch or the nacho cheese, and just stick with that. Like the both. And he was like, Amay, there's green onions on it. There's a vegetable for you. And I'm like, I'm not picking the fucking green onions off that death pizza. But anyway, if you ever come to North Carolina, don't eat that. Yeah, eat a cookout. Right. Yeah. It's a good thing to be famous for. You only gotta shit your pants once to be like, cool, I'm not gonna eat a cookout again. Actually, some people shit their pants multiple times. No judgment. This is a song for those people.
I know the right cover.
You can buy these samples off the internet. They're up. TaylorHollenbeck.com. We're gonna roll our metal band in here and like finish out that way. They've been outside of the band. We're like, can you guys wait out here? We don't want to make the wrong impression.
Yeah, they're getting really high so they can.
So they can get there. Anyway, that's cool. Well, you wanna be Lord?
Sure.
So, where the fuck are we actually? I got three different cities. Isla Vista? Or Santa Barbara?
Isla.
Okay. How do I sound cool when I say
that? I'm from Kansas.
Yeah, he's from Kansas. I'm from Arkansas.
We don't have any
towns
there.
We had a nice run on the beach. It was awesome. I was like, you know, he was like, at some point he was like, if I judged you by all the nasty shit you touch all day long, like I wouldn't be friends with you. And I was like, whoa. Cause we were on the beach and I was like, oh my God, and picking up everything. And it did cross my mind that might be gross, but I was like, eh. And then we were like, we went on a little run and we didn't really run. It was mostly him trying to run, me being like, other weird stuff. And then we were like walking back, and he's like, yeah, there's so many condoms on that beach. And I was like, oh, damn. But then immediately I forgot, you know, I was like, oh, let me touch this. This is an old song called Lord of the Rings and his Fascist Time. Somebody last night told the headlining band, it was pretty awesome. They were like, sorry, Mr. said I had to go home. Death Rock made me really sad. And I was like, yes! Did they not listen to all that banter about trying to get my friends to like have sex with my grandma so she could cheer up a little bit? That's funny. Yeah. Well, would not have been funny to my. Yeah, you guys are super nice. That's cool. We should give you the mic.
Yeah. Oh, me?
No,
then.
Yeah, no, I need to write more songs in standard tuning. I joined a Weezer cover band, and I had to learn how to play in standard tuning, and I was like, it's the power chord, you know? It's like the first chord that anyone ever learns on guitar, and I was like, this is the hardest shit I've ever played. I hate this band. And I really hated Weezer. I was like, what? I used to like this band. I fucking hate them, and they're making me learn this stupid fucking chord. And then, I'm done with that. Back to tuning every song different and then talking a bunch.
Thank you.
Oh, we can do that. Let's do that. Okay, save.
I don't remember what.
Oh boy, this is really cool. We're supposed to wait until the last song to be like, oh wait, we don't know how to play the other songs. You know, the thing is, like, people who go to music school, they like flip through notebooks and it's like fucking music written down. It's like, you flip through my notebook anyway, and it's sort of like, it's just like a bunch of stuff I don't understand. Like, I wrote it down at 4 in the morning, and I was like, this makes so much sense. And then I like, and then I try and play it, and I'm like, no, I don't really fucking know.
What are you doing?
Christmas?
Okay.
Doing Christmas.
Alright, let's play a song. This is a song, so I had a roommate who was this German girl, and she was like really fucking into Christmas. Like, it really, like, she brought out table runners and stuff, like, and she decorated like very intensely, like super European intense Christmas. Like, she had it, and she didn't believe in God. I mean, we were like filthy, queer heathens. But she had an advent calendar with chocolates in it. And my birthday is like at the end of November, and so I had this party on December 3rd. And like a bunch of my shitty friends came, and somebody ate Christmas out of the calendar on December 3rd. And anyways, like, that was the end of our friendship, and that was the end of me living in that house. I had to move out. It was really weird. It was like nothing was right after that. She was like, and I was like, it wasn't me. I don't know. I swear. And she's like, it was one of your people. And I was like, oh my God. And so I was calling her, which one of you assholes ate Christmas? You know? And I narrowed it down to two, and I'm like, and no, nobody's ever fessed up. So. Anyway, one of those motherfuckers who ruined my stay at that house. This is a song not about them at all. But it's called Which One of You Assholes Ate Christmas? I'm gonna find that person. You know, I don't even give a shit about Christmas, is the thing. Who cares? My parents, we're like, I don't wanna give you a present. My mom's like, I gave you life. Buy me earrings. And I'm like, no. So anyways. But I do care about chocolate. And the thing I think I'm the most mad about is that I didn't get to eat that chocolate. I mean, it's funny. I just started playing guitar. Okay. Thank you. watercolor paintings and then to Joshua and we've had a nice time here. Every time we've been here, so thanks a lot. And we're called Azark, and we have some merch out there.
Shows on August 2, 4, 6, 8, 12, 15, 22, and 31.